Hemmons Wilson, founder of the Holiday Inn chain of hotels, has died. He was 90 years old. Wilson revolutionized the concept of the motel and brought it from a roadside flea bag to the modern hotel chain. Joining us to talk about Kemen Wilson's life and his influence on the motel industry is Jefferson Rogers. Rogers is co-author of The Motel in America and is on the phone from his office at the University of Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello.
Well, many of us have stayed at a Holiday Inn once or twice in our lives, but few of us know the name Hemmons Wilson. Why was he so important to this industry?
He was a real innovator, a real leader in this industry. He, in the 1950s, opened the very first Holiday Inn, and just through their sort of organization and some great innovations, they really did revolutionize what was on the roadside.
Mm-hmm. And how did he do that?
Well, like I said, organization. In some ways, what they didn't do was really invent anything. They didn't invent the ice machine. They didn't invent, you know, televisions in the rooms or the telephone. What they did, though, was make sure they were in every single Holiday Inn that were there, and they put it at a bargain price. And so, as people were traveling across the country, they knew they could count on these things at a Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm.
People then latched onto that concept, and the whole idea of the franchise took off.
Now, he founded the hotels after taking a trip with his family. When was that, and how did that come about?
It was 1951. It was a family vacation to Washington, D.C., as Kemmons, his wife, five kids, and an Oldsmobile, and they went from Memphis to Washington, D.C., saw all the sights. But what happened was along the way was sort of two things. First is that he found that motel owners were charging for the children. And so they'd advertise for a room for $8, but they'd add then several dollars for each kid, and so that would inflate, if not double, the rate. Also, what he found is that the quality of the accommodations were very spotty, inconsistent. And so what he saw as a businessman was a great opportunity. As a family man, he saw also sort of a great opportunity to make vacations much more family-friendly experience.
And how did he hit on the name Holiday Inn?
That was actually not him. It was a draftsman by the name of Eddie Bluestein in Memphis. He had been commissioned the job to sketch out the first Holiday Inn to Kemmons' sort of specs. And Bluestein was watching a Bing Crosby movie.
Uh-huh.
He was finishing
okay.
up the plans. He sketched out the name Holiday Inn at the edge of the blueprint, showed it to Kemmons, and Kemmons loved it. And so Holiday Inn it is.
And how did they hit on that? There was a particular kind of font for a Holiday Inn, too. Was that, did that come from any place special?
That I don't know.
Okay. I wonder if that's a font that people have decided is Holiday Inn now.
Yeah.
Now the Holiday Inns have changed, and some say declined since their heyday. Mr. Wilson still involved with the company?
Well, I'd argue with you on the idea of decline. What I would say is that Holiday Inn has shifted. It went from sort of the roadside, family-oriented motel, low slung. The first ones were just only one story. They then moved to the two stories. But what's happened is they've shifted more towards the business clientele. That's really where the money is in lodging. So I wouldn't say Holiday Inn's declined. It's just simply sort of shifted its emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, though, along with that shift, though, was the departure of Kemmons Wilson. He left the company, actually, in 1979. And so what you see from Holiday Inn and sort of the roadside now really does not reflect his vision.
And where was his first Holiday Inn?
Memphis, Tennessee, okay. On Summer Avenue.
Okay. And is it still there in the original incarnation?
No, I'm afraid not. We were a co-author, of Keith Scully and I, were down interviewing Kemmons in the early 90s, and in 1994. And it was still there, but it was abandoned. It was derelict. And when we were talking to Kemmons, we're saying, you know, this is an American treasure. Why don't you, you know, buy it up and fix it up? And he just simply shrugged and sort of said, I don't want to have anything to do with it. He's more interested in the modern day deal. And so shortly after, the place was torn down, and it's now a funeral parlor.
Right. Well, thank you for joining us, Jefferson Richards.
Thank you.
Jefferson Richards teaches at the University of Tennessee in Martin and co-authored the book, The Motel in America, Road in American Culture. He joined us from his office talking about Kemmons Wilson, the founder of Holiday Inn. In Washington, I'm Melinda Pencava, NPR News.